In a few minutes, we are speaking to the most powerful man in the country, the Prime Minister. And also, as we've said, we have had so many guests come and perform on this stage at Brekkie in the Burbs, and we have our very first international superstar. This man has performed on Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Corden, Colbert, Glastonbury. Now, not only was he at Glastonbury, he was welcomed by his superfan. Imagine Elton John is your superfan.
And this next boy, I heard last year, and I couldn't believe that someone of 19 or 20 years of age could write and sing a song like this. This sound is so beautiful. So I've asked him to come to Glastonbury to do his song. It's not one of my songs. I'm going to play with him, but he's an amazing young talent, and you've got to give him a biggest reception because you'll love him. Stephen Sanchez, here we are.
Sanchez, he will be performing here very soon. There is a problem. Yeah, I do need a bit of quiet right now. We need help, Melbourne. We're in a bit of strife. Now, if there is anybody listening to the radio right now...
Don't tell me he doesn't have the right shoes for the green.
No, he looks amazing. He's brought the vocal cords. Yep. He knows how to do this. We just need a piece of musical equipment.
What?
Called a capo. A capo? A capo.
It's a capo.
I don't know if we've got any music.
What's a capo?
Listening, if we've got anyone around like the Sunbury area.
Yeah.
We need a capo on site ASAP. Now, we've got our police officers, Senior Constable Ella and...
Shelley.
No, it wasn't. If they're here, could we get a police escort to someone with a capo? Stephen Sanchez needs it. Now, imagine this. If you're listening to the radio right now, not only will you get to run into the Sunbury Club and be treated like a rock star, you'll be handing it to Stephen Sanchez himself.
What is it? A capo is, it's like it hooks on the top of a clamp on the top of the guitar that changes pitch.
Wow.
And a lot of musos would have them.
So what would they call it, a clampo?
That's a capo there. If anyone near Sunbury, please, I'm not joking.
What's your name?
131060.
Why didn't he bring his own?
Mel's got us a photo of a capo. Do you have a capo, Mel?
It's a shame. It's such a shame. There's so many primary school kids here. If he just needed a recorder, I reckon we could have sorted him out.
Anyway, so
the Prime Minister. Hang on.
If somebody could get us a capo stat, like ASAP, we need it here at the Sunbury Club. In fact, 131060, can you just give us a call and tell us you're on your way? Yeah. A lot's riding on this capo. Anyway, right now, though, a man who has his own introduction.
It's Albanese.
My fellow Australians, thank you for this extraordinary honour.
Albanese's on the show this morning.
Our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, welcome to Melbourne's number one FM breakfast show.
Congratulations on number one, and for goodness sake, someone get these people a capo.
Yeah. Albo, is there any chance? Could we get a police escort for this capo? Because we have a superstar, Stephen Sanchez, about to perform.
Well, I am on my way to Melbourne, so if anyone in Sydney's got a capo, if you get to the airport...
No, we don't want Sydney's capos. We'll have our own, thanks.
Now, Prime Minister, you are on your way to Melbourne, and you have a very big announcement that you have been saving to make on our show. So for everybody listening, what is this big announcement for our state?
We certainly do, which is today I'm going to the opening of the new... cancer centre there in Melbourne, and we will be as well providing significant funds, $12 million through the budget for scanning technology. This scanner is able to deter small lesions. It means that cancers can be caught sooner. We all know that cancer is something that's affected someone we love or someone we know. And this piece of technology will be vital for saving lives, but it will also cut wait times for Victorians there who need a PET or a CT scan.
Geez, that's good. isn't it?
Yeah, that is. I mean, early detection is so important. And the minute you said that, the scanners, I think that's what we're all, everybody just wants an easier or quicker, more efficient way of finding out before obviously getting to a later stage. So that is great news and great to hear that.
Yeah, a title that Australia doesn't want, but what we've got is we are the skin cancer capital of the world. And, you know, that's nowhere. That's the reverse of being the number one radio station, basically.
Yeah.
We are standing here with a redhead with pale skin, so he gets it.
Mate, I'm getting burnt and it's indoors, Elbo.
Well, we're standing
here. Indoors.
Well, that's bad news.
I was in Sudbury a little while ago at a childcare centre there, so shout out to the childcare centre that welcomed us in with Sam Ray just a few months ago.
Well, we're here at the Sunbury Club at a bowls club, Albo. Are you into bowls? How do you go with the lawn bowls?
Bowls club are always good. I did okay. I went into I had a crack down at Frankston. I didn't embarrass myself, and the fact that you didn't see it on TV is evidence of that. They always get police to do things so we look silly. Remember John Howard's bowling in...
How can we forget?
It's the background on my phone.
Remembers that. So I went okay.
So what else is going on, Elbo? You're coming down to Melbourne, God's country. How are we looking? How's Australia looking, mate?
Oh, look, it's been a tough week. That's the truth.
It's
been really tough. It's less than a week now since the tragedy at Bondi Junction, you know, six innocent people losing their lives going about shopping on a Saturday arvo. So Sydney is certainly still grieving, but I think the whole country is as well. And there'll be a big vigil at Bondi Beach on Sunday night, and I think that will be huge. And amongst all this tragedy, though, there are those great stories of the heroes, you know, Inspector Amy Scott racing towards danger and taking down the perpetrator here and saving lives, and other volunteers, just ordinary people in that shopping centre. A bollard man, as he's become known, Daniel Guo.
The Frenchman.
Standing at the top of escalators with a bollard, stopping him getting forward. So at the worst of times, we always see the best of humanity, and we saw that last Saturday.
And is it true, Prime Minister, also I think you have granted citizenship to the security guard that he might not have had citizenship? Is that what's happened?
Yeah, well, permanent residency. His visa was about to run out. So we have done that. And also Mr. Taha we're dealing with as well. He was a security guard who was working there, and he's injured. He's still in hospital from the wounds that he suffered, and we're dealing with his case as well in a very sympathetic manner, because I think that's what Australians would want. These people have shown themselves to be certainly of not just of good character, but brave and extraordinary people.
Absolutely.
Now, Elbo, you did say congratulations to us on being the number one listened to station all over Melbourne. I just want to congratulate you too. You earlier this week surpassed Harold Holt's tenure in office, so congratulations. Just don't go for a swim at Portsea.
No, I'll avoid that. I'm still somewhat stunned when I was going to Melbourne and passed one day the Harold Holt swimming pool. I always thought that was, you know, a poor taste joke, but there is one.
It's down in Perth.
Chandler's favourite joke, yep.
Well, Prime Minister, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and you will be happy to know, Prime Minister, as everybody in Melbourne is, we have found ourselves a capo for Stephen Sanchez.
Very quick. Congratulations.
It is, and a big shout-out to Andrew and Beck Baxter. They're on their way. The police escorts in place. So, Prime Minister, I think you led some weight to that.
If they're not citizens, we'll fix them up too.
Hey, Elbo, and if you go past Clocks at Flinders Street, I've got a statue there now. Go get a photo with it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that, mate, and I'll post it.
Post it. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Thank you, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
See you, guys.